Hello everyone, welcome back to our channel, where we explore ancient wisdom to enrich our modern lives. I'm thrilled to have you here with me today. Whether you're a long-time subscriber or new to our community, I want to extend a warm welcome and a heartfelt thank you for joining us. Our journey together is about discovering how timeless philosophies can help us navigate the challenges of the modern world with grace and resilience. Today, we're diving into a topic that I believe touches every single one of us. Fear. Fear is a universal experience. It's that knot in your stomach before a big presentation, the racing heart when you think about taking a leap into the unknown, or the quiet anxiety that keeps you up at night, worrying about what the future holds. But what if I told you that fear isn't just something to be avoided or suppressed? What if fear could be transformed into a powerful force for growth and change? In today's video, we're going to explore 5 powerful Stoic techniques to help you kill your fear. And I don't just mean manage or cope with it. I mean fundamentally change your relationship with fear, so it no longer holds you back from living your fullest, most courageous life. These techniques aren't just theoretical concepts, they're practical tools that you can start using today. But first, let me share a bit of my own story. A few years ago, I found myself at a crossroads in life. I had a secure job, a predictable routine, but deep down, I felt unfulfilled. The idea of leaving everything behind to pursue my passion terrified me. What if I failed? What if I couldn't make ends meet? These fears kept me stuck for a long time. But then, I turned to the wisdom of the Stoics, and everything changed. Today, I want to share these insights with you, in the hope that they can help you as much as they've helped me. So let's embark on this journey together. Whether you're facing a major life decision, dealing with everyday anxieties, or simply looking for ways to build more courage and resilience, these Stoic techniques will empower you to face your fears head-on and transform them into stepping stones on your path to greatness. Ready to dive in? Let's go. Technique number 1. Embrace the worst-case scenario. This powerful technique comes from the teachings of Seneca, one of the great Stoic philosophers. Seneca advised us to confront our fears by imagining the worst thing that could happen. This might sound counterintuitive at first, but there's profound wisdom in this approach. By facing the worst-case scenario in our minds, we strip it of its power over us. Often, our fear of the unknown is far worse than the reality itself. Let me share a personal story to illustrate this. When I was contemplating leaving my secure job to pursue my passion, the fear of failure loomed large. I would lie awake at night, my mind racing with what ifs. What if I failed? What if I couldn't pay my bills? What if I lost everything I had worked for? These thoughts were paralyzing. One evening, I decided to follow Seneca's advice. I sat down and imagined the worst-case scenario in vivid detail. I pictured myself running out of savings, struggling to find new opportunities, and even having to move back in with family. As I visualized this, I realized something profound. Even in this worst-case scenario, I would survive. I would still have my skills, my experience, and the support of loved ones. I would find a way to rebuild. This exercise didn't make my fears disappear entirely, but it did take away their power. By accepting the worst-case scenario, I felt a weight lift off my shoulders. I was no longer held back by the fear of the unknown. Instead, I felt a newfound sense of courage and clarity. I could move forward, knowing that I had already faced and accepted my deepest fears. So, take a moment to confront your own worst-case scenario. Close your eyes and imagine it in detail. What would happen if your biggest fear came true? How would you cope? What resources would you draw upon? You might be surprised to find that even the worst-case scenario is manageable. By accepting it, you free yourself to take bold steps forward, unshackled by the paralyzing grip of fear. Remember, the goal is not to dwell on negative outcomes, but to recognize that even the worst possibilities are often less daunting than they seem. Embracing the worst-case scenario gives us the strength to face our fears with resilience and determination. Now, let's move on to the next technique. Technique number two, focus on what you can control. This concept is one of the cornerstones of Stoic philosophy, championed by Epictetus, another great Stoic thinker. Epictetus taught us to distinguish between what we can control and what we can't. This simple but profound insight can transform our approach to fear. Fear often arises from uncertainty and a lack of control. We worry about outcomes, the actions of others, and countless external factors beyond our influence. This can leave us feeling powerless and overwhelmed. However, by focusing on what we can control, our actions, our thoughts, and our responses, we regain a sense of power and agency. Let me share another personal experience. During my career transition, I was overwhelmed by fears of market conditions, potential competition, and the myriad uncertainties of starting something new. These fears were paralyzing because I felt I had no control over these factors. But then I remembered Epictetus's teaching. I made a list of everything I could control in this situation. I could control my preparation by gaining new skills and knowledge. I could control my dedication and work ethic, ensuring I put in the necessary effort. I could control my mindset, choosing to stay positive and resilient in the face of challenges. By focusing on these aspects, I began to feel more empowered and less fearful. One practical way to apply this technique is to create a control and can't control list. On one side, write down all the things you can control about a situation. On the other side, list the things you can't. This exercise helps clarify where you should direct your energy and attention. For example, imagine you're preparing for a big presentation. You can't control the reactions of the audience or unforeseen technical issues, but you can control your preparation, practice, and how you handle unexpected problems. By focusing on these controllable factors, you'll feel more confident and less anxious. By focusing on what we can control, we shift our perspective from one of helplessness to one of empowerment. This doesn't mean ignoring external factors, but rather not allowing them to dominate our thoughts and actions. It's about reclaiming our power and directing it where it can make the most impact. All right, let's move on to the next technique. Technique number three, practice voluntary discomfort. This technique is deeply rooted in Stoic philosophy and was a key practice for many ancient Stoics. The idea is simple yet profound. By intentionally exposing ourselves to discomfort, we train our minds and bodies to become more resilient. This helps us build the strength to face unexpected challenges with greater ease. The Stoics believed that by regularly experiencing discomfort, we can desensitize ourselves to fear and anxiety. This practice, known as voluntary discomfort, involves deliberately placing ourselves in situations that are uncomfortable but safe. It might sound daunting, but the benefits are immense. Let me give you an example from my own life. I decided to start practicing voluntary discomfort by taking cold showers. Now, I have to be honest. Those first few showers were brutal. The shock of the cold water was intense, and every part of me wanted to jump out and return to the warmth. But I persisted. I focused on my breathing, staying present, and accepting the discomfort. After a few weeks, something amazing happened. Not only did my body start to adapt, but I also noticed a shift in my mindset. I felt more resilient, more capable of handling stress, and less fearful of other challenges in my life. This small daily practice of facing discomfort made me realize that I was stronger than I thought. Voluntary discomfort doesn't have to be extreme. It can be as simple as skipping a meal, spending a day without your phone, or walking instead of driving. The key is to choose activities that push you slightly out of your comfort zone, but are still manageable and safe. Another practice I incorporated was intermittent fasting. By choosing to go without food for a set period, I challenged myself to deal with hunger and the mental discomfort that comes with it. Over time, I realized that my fears about hunger were often exaggerated. I learned that I could manage, and this built a sense of inner strength. The practice of voluntary discomfort teaches us that we are capable of enduring more than we initially believe. It prepares us for the inevitable challenges of life, making us more adaptable and less afraid of the unknown. If you're new to this concept, start small. Choose a manageable discomfort and commit to it for a week. Notice how you feel and how your mindset shifts. You'll likely find that as you build this muscle of resilience, your fears will start to diminish. By incorporating voluntary discomfort into our lives, we build a reservoir of strength and resilience that we can draw upon in times of need. We learn to face life's inevitable difficulties with courage and calm. Now, let's explore the next technique. Technique number 4, reflect on past fears. One of the most powerful ways to manage and reduce fear is to take a step back and reflect on the fears we've faced in the past. This practice helps us gain perspective on our current fears and reminds us of our inherent strength and resilience. Fear has a way of clouding our judgment and making us forget our past victories. When we're in the grip of fear, it can feel all-encompassing, as if we've never overcome anything challenging before. But the truth is, we have. We've faced fears, big and small, throughout our lives, and we've come through them stronger. Let me share a personal example. Early in my career, I was terrified of public speaking. The mere thought of standing in front of an audience made my palms sweat and my heart race. I remember one particular presentation where I was convinced I would fail. I barely slept the night before, consumed by anxiety. But guess what? I made it through. The presentation went better than I had imagined, and while it wasn't perfect, it was a significant step forward. Years later, when I faced new fears, like starting this channel and putting myself out there for the world to see, I reflected on that experience. I remembered how scared I had been and how I had managed to overcome that fear. This reflection gave me the courage to move forward. I realized that if I could conquer my fear of public speaking, I could tackle these new challenges too. I encourage you to take some time to reflect on your past fears. Think about the times when you were afraid. Maybe it was a job interview, a difficult conversation, or a personal challenge. Write down these experiences and note how you felt at the time, what you feared might happen, and what actually happened. More often than not, you'll find that your fears were exaggerated and that the outcomes were manageable. One practical exercise is to create a fear reflection journal. Dedicate a few pages to each fear you've faced. Detail the situation, your feelings, the actions you took, and the results. This journal will serve as a powerful reminder of your resilience and ability to overcome challenges. By reflecting on our past fears, we gain valuable insights. We see patterns in how we respond to fear, recognize our strengths, and build confidence in our ability to handle future fears. This reflection also helps us understand that fear is often a temporary state, not a permanent condition. When you find yourself gripped by a current fear, take a moment to pause and reflect. Ask yourself, have I faced something similar before? How did I handle it? What did I learn from that experience? These questions can shift your perspective and remind you of your inner strength. Reflecting on past fears not only reduces the power of current fears, but also fosters a sense of gratitude for the growth and resilience you've developed over time. It's a practice that can transform your relationship with fear, making it a source of strength rather than a barrier. All right, let's move on to the final technique. Technique number 5, live with purpose. This technique is inspired by Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, who emphasized the importance of living in accordance with our values and purpose. When we are clear about our purpose, fear loses its grip on us. We become more focused on what truly matters and less worried about potential obstacles. Living with purpose means having a clear sense of what you value most in life and aligning your actions with those values. It's about understanding what drives you, what you stand for, and what you want to achieve. When you have this clarity, fear takes a back seat to your passion and determination. Let me share a story from my own journey. When I decided to start this YouTube channel, I was filled with doubts and fears. What if no one watched my videos? What if I received negative feedback? These fears were real and daunting. But then I took a step back and asked myself, why am I doing this? What is my purpose? I realized that my purpose was to share the wisdom of the Stoics and help others lead more fulfilling lives. This purpose was deeply meaningful to me. It was something I believed in wholeheartedly. When I focused on this purpose, my fears seemed to diminish. I was no longer driven by the need for approval or the fear of failure. Instead, I was driven by my desire to make a positive impact. Living with purpose involves regular self-reflection. Ask yourself, what are my core values? What do I want to contribute to the world? What legacy do I want to leave? Write down your answers and use them as a guiding light. Whenever you feel fear creeping in, revisit your purpose. Remind yourself why you're on this path. One practical exercise is to create a personal mission statement. This statement should encapsulate your values, goals, and what you want to achieve in life. Keep it somewhere visible, on your desk, in your wallet, or as a screensaver. Let it serve as a constant reminder of what truly matters to you. For example, your mission statement might be, I aim to inspire and empower others through storytelling, to live authentically, and to pursue knowledge and growth with unwavering passion. Whenever you face fear or doubt, read your mission statement. It will help you stay grounded and focused on your true purpose. When we live with purpose, we align our actions with our deepest values. This alignment creates a sense of fulfillment and courage that surpasses fear. We become more resilient in the face of challenges because we know that what we are striving for is worth the effort and the risk. Think about historical figures who have lived with purpose. Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., Marie Curie. Their lives were not free from fear, but their sense of purpose propelled them forward, enabling them to achieve extraordinary things. Your purpose doesn't have to be world-changing on that scale, but it should be deeply meaningful to you. So, take time to discover and define your purpose. Let it guide you, motivate you, and give you the strength to overcome your fears. Remember, when your purpose is clear, your path becomes clearer and your fears become smaller. Fear is a natural part of life, but it doesn't have to control us. By embracing these Stoic techniques, we can transform our relationship with fear and live more courageously. Remember, it's not about eliminating fear entirely, but learning to live bravely alongside it. Thank you for watching. If you found this video helpful, please like, share, and subscribe for more wisdom from the Stoics. Until next time, stay strong and stay Stoic. Fear is a natural part of life, but it doesn't have to control us. By embracing these Stoic techniques, we can transform our relationship with fear and live more courageously. Remember, it's not about eliminating fear entirely, but learning to live bravely alongside it. We've journeyed through 5 powerful techniques today. Embracing the worst-case scenario, focusing on what you can control, practicing voluntary discomfort, reflecting on past fears, and living with purpose. Each of these techniques offers a unique way to understand and manage fear, drawing from the timeless wisdom of the Stoics. I hope you found these insights as valuable as I have in my own life. Applying these principles has not only helped me face my fears, but also led me to a more fulfilling and resilient life. The beauty of Stoicism lies in its practicality and accessibility. These are tools you can start using today to see real changes. If this video resonated with you, please give it a thumbs up and share it with someone who might benefit from these techniques. Your support helps us grow and continue to bring you content that inspires and empowers. And if you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe to our channel. By subscribing, you join a community of like-minded individuals seeking to better themselves and navigate life's challenges with wisdom and grace. Click the notification bell so you never miss an update. We have plenty of exciting content lined up, including more on Stoicism, personal development, and practical tips for everyday living. I also invite you to join the conversation in the comments below. Share your thoughts, experiences, and any techniques you found helpful in dealing with fear. Your insights might just be the encouragement someone else needs to take their first step towards conquering their fears. Lastly, I want to express my heartfelt gratitude for being here with us today. Your engagement and enthusiasm make this journey worthwhile. We're all in this together, learning and growing each day. As you move forward, remember the words of Marcus Aurelius. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. Thank you for watching. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and stay stoic.